Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tier Tuesday, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We tiered off quarterbacks last week. We figured it'd be a good time to circle back to NFL teams. So what are our tiers this week, Keith?
All right, top tier, Super Bowl or bust. These are the teams right now that we think are thinking Super Bowl or bust.
We're contenders now.
Below that, playoffs or bust.
Playoffs?
There's a difference there. There's a little nuance, Jones.
They're thinking playoffs or bust. These other
teams we got to get in.
Super Bowl or bust.
Third tier down, can't trust quarterback.
Cannot win with him. Can't do it.
You might like, maybe they have a good record. You just can't trust the quarterback.
I look at the QB and I go, you suspect.
Below that, frisky. Which teams are frisky? Where are your frisky teams? Below that, not bad enough. And so essentially we're split.
They're bad.
The last time we did this, which was after week 9, we had a lot of teams in the bottom tier, which we're going to call number one pick watch. But these, I think there's some that aren't quite as bad as those teams.
They're bad.
So let's separate them.
They're just not bad enough.
Yep.
And what does number one pick watch sound like?
I don't know if we...
Oh, do we not?
I don't know if we have that.
Oh, I thought we did.
I have hit spacebar 80 times. It's not playing.
It's not working.
Oh, okay.
Right, there it is. Nick has
He hasn't realized the hotter you hit it doesn't make it go any easier.
So it'll be a surprise.
The team on a tank this season?
There it is. There it was. Yep. Okay, there's number one
Captain
pick
Greg.
Watch.
All right, Billy, what do we got? Board, but neither here nor there.
All right. Bill.
AFC East, Buffalo Bills, 7-3.
Yeah, that's a Super Bowl or bust.
Super Bowl or bust.
We're contenders now.
Yep.
They've been contenders. They remain contenders.
They got a couple of good quality wins.
Yeah. That's the team.
4-7 Miami Dolphins.
So
not bad enough?
I think they're
bad.
They're bad.
Ugh.
But they have 4 wins now, so I can't put them in number one pick watch, but they don't feel frisky. They don't feel like a frisky bunch.
They're knocking on the door of frisky, though.
Yeah, maybe next man up.
Yeah,
maybe the head
are
not bad enough.
Yeah, they're knocking on the
The
little cat scratching pole there. They're right there.
Patriots, 9-2.
We're contenders now.
Yeah, please. Super Bowl or bust?
Super Bowl or bust.
That's where they're at. The way they're playing, that's where they're at.
2-8 Jets.
The team on a tank this season?
Yeah, it's number one pick watch.
A debacle. Yeah, they are going for the
number one pick. They are actively tanking now, starting Tyrod.
Yeah.
They're starting Tyrod.
Well, actually, they might win some games.
I don't know.
Frisky.
Watching Justin Fields, I don't think it really matters. But trading away half of your good players, that was sort of a sign.
I would say they're on number one pick watch, for sure.
AFC North, Baltimore Ravens, 5-5.
Okay.
The Ravens?
Playoffs or bust?
Playoffs.
Or do you want to keep them at frisky?
Well, I mean, I guess this gets into how the level they're playing at, they should be playoffs or bust. The goal should still be Super Bowl or bust for them, but they're not that good of a team. So playoff or bust.
Yeah, playoffs or bust. They got to at least get into the playoffs.
3-7 Cincinnati Bengals.
All right. New tier. Hawk Tua. In honor of the previous show in this time slot.
Got it.
We'll go Hawk Tua for Jamar Chase.
Now? Yes. Let's get to
Hawk Tua.
Hawk Tua homage.
I would say that you would find that in between frisky and not bad enough. Like, they're not frisky, but it'd be...
In between frisky and not bad enough. I'm sorry. I thought you were saying number one pick watch and not bad enough. No, that's the right spot. Right below frisky.
I saw somebody the other day tweeted out a photo. She was streaming, the Hawk Tua girl.
Sick brag, bro.
Somebody took a screenshot of her. No, she was playing video games for like 9 people. I'm like, hey, I've
That's
been
what
there.
Happens. You scam people out of millions of dollars.
I was like, I've been there. minus the viral video prior.
Let's say, I've been on FanCred. I know how that goes.
I've YouTube streamed to 9 people before, okay, playing Tony Hawk, but yeah. She was having a nice time.
What was the thing that, do you remember the thing we used to sit here during like Bruins games when they had us do? What was the name of that company?
Oh,
where those were,
that went
down. That might not have been 9 people in there.
That was the hardest I think I ever fought to get my money. I was like, you said you would pay me for this. And they were like, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you'll get it. I'm like, when?
Yeah, you're like, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there, man. That was a life lesson that we learned.
Didn't the guy say, he's like, what, do you need the money? I'm like, well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I do need the money. It's my money. What was the name of that place? That
was the FanCred?
No, you're getting, yeah. That sounds like FanCred.
Oh, that might have been
FanCred. There was another company in there that was.
So the thing where like you would like live tweet during.
Yeah, that's
you live tweet during games.
Yeah, like, what was that?
I'm like, all right, I can do that. So you're in like a little chat room. People would jump in. You'd watch the games together.
Little chat room. This is where this started.
A little.
Like probably Hawk 2 had double the audience in that live
might
stream.
Might have been.
Yeah.
But it was like, whatever. It's still theoretically paid the same.
Yeah.
And then so at the end, I'm like, well, I've done like 3 games now. Like, you really need the money?
Yeah, dude.
Well, yeah,
I would like it. I would like the money, if you're asking me.
Yeah, like,
I would like
not,
it right now.
Screw it. I'll do it for free.
It's fine. I wish they were a little more like J.G. Wentworth is what I wish. Yeah. Okay, who else?
Cleveland Browns at 2-8.
That's number one pick watch.
The team on a tank this season?
Yeah.
Number one pick
watch. Oh, yeah, 2-8?
Ugh. They're not bad enough. Just on the defense alone, they're not bad enough.
You want to move them up to the Dolphins tier?
They're on their fourth quarterback
this
season.
Do you see Shedeur Sanders?
Yeah, they almost beat the Ravens. They were up on the Ravens.
Well, yeah, the Ravens,
number one.
We might have them up too high.
Number one pick watch.
The Ravens, yeah.
Pittsburgh Steelers, 6-4.
Is this a can't trust the QB, or is this a playoffs or bust?
I think it's can't trust the QB.
Cannot win with him. Can't do it.
Now, yeah, the I only thing with that is it's not even Aaron Rodgers anymore. It's less fun to put them there when it's Mason Rudolph. But I think you got to put
but
can't trust
both.
The QB.
Yeah. Either one is certainly Mason Rudolph. But even with Aaron Rodgers at this stage, I'm like, I don't know. He giveth and he taketh away.
Sure.
AFC South, Houston Texans, 5-5.
Frisky?
Yeah, I'd put him in Frisky.
That's a Frisky team.
Yeah, Frisky bunch.
Good defense.
Nico Collins, nice receiver.
Yeah, they have a little more on offense than the Browns do, but honestly not that different than the Cleveland Browns.
No.
But okay.
8-2, Indianapolis Colts.
Can't trust the QB.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Cannot win with him.
Gotta
Can't
be.
Do it.
Like, I think last week's, we're going to get to more of these quarterbacks,
but last week
was a lesson for the, if Colts fans were sitting there watching going, oh no.
Yeah.
Like while Patriots fans, I think had an encouraging weekend watching, Colts fans should be just waiting for Daniel Jones to turn into a pumpkin like some of these other teams.
Uh-huh.
6-4, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
Definitely
frisky.
A frisky.
They're not playoffs or bust.
No, but I can't figure them out. They just torched the Chargers.
And they beat the Chiefs earlier this year.
Yeah.
On a play where Trevor Lawrence fell down and still scored.
Yeah, they are
frisky.
They're a weird squad. They are frisky.
Tennessee Titans 1-9.
Yep, trash.
The
box.
Team on a tank this season.
Yeah, so they are.
Maybe the worst team in the league.
Yeah,
yeah.
Worst scoring.
Back-to-back number one pick in the draft.
Worst scoring differential. Back-to-back number one pick. Sure.
Yeah.
AFC West: Denver Broncos 9-2.
We're contenders.
I think
now.
Super Bowl or bust.
I think we probably have to put them there.
They're 9-2. They
I haven't
beat the
wanted
Chiefs.
To. They beat the Chiefs.
Best
I said
defense.
I said I'd take them seriously. They beat the Chiefs.
Current
I guess
number
I
one seed.
Mousetrap myself.
Yep.
Kind of have to put them there.
In your face.
Okay.
Yep.
5-5, Kansas City Chiefs.
What do we do with them?
Do they need their own tier?
They might need their own tier.
Okay. Yeah. What do we
like
do
above,
with that?
Can't trust the QB, and below, playoffs or bust. We've already done Dynasty Over before.
Yeah,
like,
we've already
done that, so we can't do that.
Yeah, what do we call this one?
I'm Shooketh.
Should we put him Shooketh again?
Shooketh.
Shooketh. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Shooketh.
People always give me a hard time with this when they see the tiers.
It's E, not I.
Okay, thank you. Nick knew exactly what I was going to say. So it's S-H-O-O-K-E-T-H.
Yes.
Shooketh.
Well, that's according to Nick. We're just taking Nick's word on it.
That's how I have a spell.
Yeah. Spelling bee, Nick? Yeah, why not?
What do you mean?
The spelling of a fake word.
Yeah, like that's in a dictionary somewhere? Okay, fine. Shooketh. Yeah, that's a good. I like that. Let's do that.
All right. Sold.
Vegas Raiders 2-8.
Yeah,
the
we
team
just established.
Tank this season?
They're
horrible.
Number one pick watch. They're not purposely tanking.
No, they're just awful. They're an awful
they're just,
team.
There's Mark Davis is listening to Tom Brady.
they really
have the number one pick. Yeah, okay.
7-4 LA Chargers.
LA
Ooh.
Chargers are.
Are they down in Frisky? They are 7-4.
They have to be playoffs or bust. If they collapse, they were 7-3. If
okay.
they missed the playoffs, that's
playoffs or bust.
They have to be playoffs.
Playoffs.
Or bust.
Yep.
Thank you, Jim.
NFC East: the Dallas Cowboys 4-5-1.
I think they're not bad enough.
I think they're frisky. Didn't you like Dak Prescott makes them a little frisky?
Not bad enough.
Okay. I mean, I'm not like dead set on it. They did just beat the Raiders. So
Billy,
maybe...
you want to break the
no,
tie?
Not bad.
What
enough.
Do we got? Not bad enough.
Yeah,
bad.
I think that's
they're bad. Oh.
beat the Raiders.
Dak Prescott threw four
touchdowns. Yeah, no, I mean, trust me, my fantasy team appreciates it. But yeah, it's the Raiders. Let's not go nuts.
New York Giants, 2-9.
The team on a tank this season?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're bottom of the barrel.
Probably.
Yeah, definitely bottom of the barrel.
I still want to put them higher just because they were a fun team at one point, but now they've lost
but they're not even that.
They've lost all the fun players.
Although Jameis Winston's kind of fun.
That's true. Yeah.
8-2, Philadelphia Eagles.
I mean, they have to be Super
Bowl.
We're
contenders.
No doubt.
Now.
Contenders, yeah.
Yeah, we keep saying there's something wrong with them. They keep winning, so.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
I mean, their defense is unbelievable. Their offense looks broken. They win every week. They have the most good wins in the league. Yeah. I mean, they have to be there. I don't want to put them there. They
have to
be there.
They are.
Washington Chargers at 3-8.
The Washington Chargers.
Chargers.
Commanders.
Commanders.
The team on a tank this season?
I think they might be not bad
That's
enough.
That's what I think. Not bad enough.
Yeah.
Especially.
They're not going to have the number one pick. They might not even have a top five pick.
They're bad.
But they're like still way out.
Yeah. They're bad. They're just not bad enough.
Yeah. Right.
NFC North, 7-4, Chicago Bears. 7-3.
Are they playoffs or bust, or are they frisky? Or do we not trust the quarterback?
Ooh. They could be can't trust the quarterback.
I think at this point.
Or are they playoffs or bust? Because they're currently in the playoffs, right?
Brian runs Twitch for WEEI Afternoons, comes in after tears pretty much every week and yells at us about the Bears. Let's put him in playoffs or bust.
They lead the division right
now.
Let's
do what Brian wants. Let's put him in playoffs or bust and let's see.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
What happens? Let's put them there.
All right, most fake 7-3
yeah,
team of
seriously,
all time.
I don't believe in them one bit, but if they collapse, then they messed
they
up.
They're the current division leaders in what's supposed to be a good division.
That's where they go.
6-4, Detroit Lions.
I think they're a can't-trust QB.
Oh, I like it.
I don't think
Because I was
going to
say,
great.
They can't really be Super Bowl. Yeah, let's do
cannot
it.
Cannot win with them. Can't do it.
This is one of those teams. If you're a Colts fan and you watched Jared Goff last week, you're like, all right. Someday the bill comes due when you have Daniel Jones at QB.
No doubt.
Let's put them there. Good.
Right, good.
6-3-1, Green Bay Packers.
Cannot win with them. Yeah. Can't do it.
I'm with Nick. I don't trust Jordan Love.
6-3-1, Green Bay Packers.
I don't trust Jordan Love.
Okay,
I'd put him there, too.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Let's
do
it.
Good one.
4-6, Minnesota Vikings.
Not bad enough. They're not frisky. And they're not tanking.
They're definitely not frisky. They're not bad enough.
They're bad.
Yeah. Oh. J.J. McCarthy's bad.
Yeah.
He stinks.
Yeah.
He drags the whole team down. This should be like a J.J. McCarthy.
You know, I was thinking about asking Curran about his guy, J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, I'm sure he'll love to talk about that.
And not 9 like his alter ego. We should when we talk to players on Patriots Friday, whoever we're getting this week, or Hunter Henry on Monday, we should ask about like players and their alter egos and 9. What he thinks about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We should get his thoughts on that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, keep going.
NFC South, Atlanta Falcons, 3-7.
They're bad.
Yeah, they're not bad enough, though.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not tanking, but
no.
They're bad.
Well, they might be tanking now.
And they are super hurt all of a sudden.
They are real hurt.
Penix, London.
Actually, tanking doesn't help them at all.
So you want
Rams have their pick.
They don't even have their own pick. But yeah, they're probably not bad enough.
Yeah, not
right?
bad enough.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
6-5, Carolina Panthers.
Frisky. Oh, they are the
That's
face of frisky.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They are frisky tier. Bryce Young threw for almost 500 yards
Bryce
last week.
Young hucking it for 450?
Yeah. Yeah,
I said earlier, T-Mac hasn't been good there so far this year, but if they throw to him every play like they did last week, maybe he will be.
Smart.
So there we go. That's where they go.
New Orleans Saints, 2-8.
The team on a tank this season?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The number one pick watch.
They feel a little friskier than that, but okay. Let's do it.
At 2-8?
Yeah, they're not.
They just beat the frisky Panthers, didn't they?
Divisional game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Throw that out.
Doesn't count. They were kind of frisky. They were kind of frisky against the Pats.
Nah. I guess, but I don't really see it. Is it Shuck right now?
Yeah.
Tell us Shuck.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No.
He isn't a bad.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, I feel like everything we're saying they should be higher than tanking, but let's put them there. Fine. Number one pick watch. Fine.
6-4. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's gonna be playoffs or bust. Or you want to put them?
I mean, I'm shooketh.
Now let's put them playoffs or bust. But they're for all our Baker love at the beginning of the year, that's not looking good.
It's cooled. We have, but you run into a couple of buzzsaws in the Bills and the Pats. What are you going to do?
Good point.
Those are two top tier teams.
You got me there. That's true. That's true.
NFC West, Arizona Cardinals, 3-7.
What a.
They're bad.
What a.
Not bad enough.
Probably.
Yeah.
Like, Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett just set an NFL record.
Yeah, and they got killed.
Yeah, they lost badly.
Yeah. I think that's it. They're all a mess. Yeah.
8-2 LA Rams.
We're contenders
top
now.
Tier. Yeah. Yep. I think they're Super Bowl contenders.
For sure.
I think if you were asking me who's playing better than the Pats, that would be one of the teams I would allow for.
Yep.
San Francisco 49ers, 7-4.
Playoffs or bust?
I think playoffs or bust. I was going to say the quarterback thing or like Frisky or Shooketh.
Do we trust the quarterback?
No.
I mean, it was back to Brock Purdy. It's been Brock Purdy three times. It's been Mac Jones however many other times.
Like, they don't even know which quarterback they want to play.
No.
Playoffs or bust, or can't trust the QB?
Cannot win with him. Can't do it.
You're the one who hates Purdy. I like Purdy more than you.
I played Purdy in fantasy last week. I don't hate him that much.
So playoffs.
Yeah, playoffs or bust. Okay. Yeah.
Seattle Seahawks, 7-3.
That's can't trust the QB.
Yeah. Oh, this actually works out pretty
good.
Cannot
win with
pretty
him.
Balanced.
Can't do it.
Pretty balanced tiers. All right, top tier, Super Bowl or bust. We're going Bills, Patriots, Broncos, Eagles, Rams.
Okay.
The big five.
I like that. That's how they refer to it.
The playoffs are bust. Ravens, Chargers, Bears, Bucks, Niners.
Okay, that does work out nice. So I just think 5-5.
The Ravens, I don't know how to actually tier them.
We already decided.
Okay. Shooketh, Chiefs.
Yep. Just Chiefs, sure.
Can't trust the quarterback. Steelers, Colts, Lions, Packers, Seahawks.
Pretty good.
Frisky. Texans, Jaguars, Panthers.
Borderline perfect.
Yep. Hawktua, Bengals.
That one is perfect.
Not bad enough. Dolphins, Cowboys, Commanders, Vikings, Falcons, Cardinals.
Six teams there, so it's filling up. Okay.
Number one pick watch.
Yep.
Jets, Browns, Titans, Raiders, Giants, Saints.
Pretty good.
So 6-6. So we have 5-5 in the top two tiers, 6-6 in the bottom two. So basically a third of the league is trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I think.
I think we nailed it.
I think this is Mark Bedford's point earlier today. I get it now. I get what he was saying.
He was talking about red zone scoring.
A lot of field goals. Yeah, but that's what bad teams are doing. I get it now. 617-779-7937. You can discuss the tiers. They'll be up shortly at Jones and Keefe every week on a Tier Tuesday. Also on Tuesdays every week, we talk to Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston. He joins us at high noon. We'll mix in a few Red Sox thoughts quickly coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.